record. Okay, we're calling this meeting to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough Planning and Zoning Board of Adjustment, and all requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Journal of the Times. Notice has been posted on the public bulletin board.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Ryan is absent this evening. Mr. Fox?
Here.
Mr. Britton?
Here.
Mr. Kutosh?
Here.
Mr. Knox?
Here.
Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Mr. Braswell?
Here.
Mr. Cervantes?
Right here.
Mr. Connolly is absent.
Okay. We're going to do the resolution for Metro PCS Zoning Board Application 2011-5. Does anybody have any discussion on that, or do we just want a motion to approve the resolution?
I make a motion to approve it.
Thank you, Mr. Kutosh.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Fox. Roll call, please.
Ms. Ryan? Oh, sorry, she's... Mr. Fox?
Here. Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Kutosh?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. All right. Next is McGavin, Zoning Board, Case 2011-3. This is a resolution that we are going to try to approve. I'm assuming everyone has read Mr. Baxter's letter regarding this. What I'm going to suggest is that we amend the language in here to add a variance for the steep slope. I'm confident that the technical steep slope on the property is not going to be an issue. I don't know if you want to embellish that a little bit.
Sure.
So that we can feel like we're doing the right thing.
In review of the plan, the steep slope areas are below the proposed retaining wall, between the retaining wall and the house and the area of the proposed pool. That's the area that exceeds 35%. So what the applicant is doing is proposing a retaining wall, removing that steep slope area and proposing the pool. So in essence, the retaining wall will support the slopes above the wall, which the slopes above the wall are not 35%, just the slopes below the wall. So by the installation of the retaining wall and the removal of the steep slopes, the proposed application will no longer have steep slopes. So it's a technical variance based on the language of the ordinance.
Sounds like having that wall would actually be more desirable condition than that. The slope, if there were a runoff.
In this case, because the house is down slope.
Yeah.
So it would help protect the house. Mm-hmm.
Good. And some of the slope is going to be excavated out with the pool.
Right.
So I don't see a really big issue just adding this language.
I think we should do two things, if that's the board's wish. In paragraph 14 on page 5, about the middle of the page, it says in the board engineer's revised review letter, and at the second of the two meetings, the engineer raised questions as to the calculations. I don't have a problem with that sentence. The next sentence says, as a result, the board was unable to determine whether there's a steep slope problem or not. So I think we want to take that sentence out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, since we're no longer deferring this to the construction official, the next sentence needs to be modified also. It reads, keeping in mind that the applicant's engineer has certified that there is not a violation of the ordinance. Maybe we want to say something like, and the board engineer has indicated that...
Well, actually, that's been resolved, so why don't we just break the whole thing? Because the engineer's resolved it. They agreed that there was, and there's...
how there's not going to be if we grant the variance.
Well, I was going to suggest we put some wording in to indicate, though there may be a technical violation of the ordinance, the board is satisfied that it's an improvement over the existing, something like that.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That there's a technical violation, we're satisfied that it would be an improved condition.
Though the board, I'm going to write and talk. Because we have
I don't think you need to memorialize the issue with the engineers because it's been resolved.
Right. I'll say though the board determines that there is a technical violation of the steep slope ordinance. I'll give you this.
Thank
tomorrow.
You.
Right, you. Before you ask,
I
the board is satisfied. That the proposal, the applicant's proposal, is an improvement. Can I say improvement? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Improvement to the existing slope and therefore is not a detriment. To the proposed construction. The answer. So I'm going to take out the wording that says keeping in mind that that whole sentence about the applicant's engineer, what he's certified, what is it determined, okay, that, the whole rest of that paragraph comes out. And then when we get to D, on page 8, we just remove it. It says, prior to the issues of any building permits, the construction officials will confirm that the borough engineer has no violation of steep slope ordinance. We don't need that anymore.
Right.
So, if the board is so inclined, the only changes to the resolution will be on page 5, paragraph 14, as I read it. And on page 8, the removal of paragraph D is endorsed.
Okay. Can you read that back again?
Okay, sure.
That last sentence.
On page 5?
Yes.
We'll pick up where it says in the middle of the page, in the board engineer's revised review letter, and at the second of the two meetings, the engineer raised questions as the calculations. That stays. The rest comes out and is replaced with the following. Though the board determines that there is a technical violation of the steep slope ordinance, the board is satisfied that the applicant's proposal is an improvement to the existing slope and therefore is not a detriment to the proposed construction.
Okay. Everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So then we'd like a motion to
approve
this with the new language as read.
All right. Want me to go over who is eligible?
Yes.
Mr. Britton, Mr. Kutosh, Mr. Knox, Mr. Gallagher, Braswell, and Sir Benedict.
It's everybody. No, except me. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. As long as we have enough to do it.
So who would offer that?
Oh, so you can't. So you can't offer it.
Okay. So we need a second.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Kutosh.
Wait.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Kutosh?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Okay.
You're good to go.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Pool party.
Fighters to the party. Mr. Key was.
I don't think we're all.
He'll be the pinata.
Speaking of pinata, we now have the resolution to approve the professional engineer's services contract.
All right. Oh, just for the board's reference, you should.
Yes.
The one you have on the table is revised, and it's not the one you got in your packets. The revised one is identical to last year's, with the exception of the date. And
the figures are all the same.
They're all the same.
The figures are all the same. Okay. So it's basically last year's contract with this year's date. And
so we're using the 2011 hourly schedule or the 2012 hourly schedule.
Yes. Same schedule.
And it has the language in there that we've requested in the past that we hadn't inserted in the 11, the first submission, the 11 one, and then it was revised and we adopted it. And the one we're looking at on the table tonight is the same as that revised one we adopted last year.
Can we, on the very last page, in terms of conditions, can we strike paragraph 23 or amend paragraph 23?
Wait.
I don't want him to be able to leave in 10 days. If we're in between the hearing or something like that.
Are you
with
the filing?
Where? Which one am I looking at? Where is it?
Aha, uh-huh, you didn't even get it. This is the stuck event last week.
No.
Is it missing from
yours, Greg? I don't.
Here, take mine.
I'm trying to find it.
I didn't email Greg the attachments, but the whole package was emailed to me.
Okay, so that's why I'm going to give it to you.
Because we were just talking about sneaky, sneaky. You better read the whole thing again out loud.
The end, it says.
The end.
23 says the agreement may be terminated by completion of our services by mutual consent of both parties at any time or by either party upon 10 days written notice. If the agreement is terminated, we agree to pay T&M for the services performed at the date of termination of service plus overpaying T&M for the services performed at the date of termination of service plus reasonable cost of service and direct expenses necessary to document, archive, and or transfer to others project information or if you so authorize to complete the work in progress. My thinking is we delete the whole page, not just that item, because this has to do with just professional services for government clients, terms and conditions. I don't know. Is there any reason
for
this?
Professional services for government clients.
Yeah, I know, but why? But,
Bob, why is this in here?
Standard contract.
It's probably stuff they attach to all of them. But,
but you haven't reviewed it before.
I don't even see that in my
pocket. We don't get that. That's not. I don't want to be honest with you. I don't want to sit here and read this.
Yeah, that's what he's looking at. Ownership of documents raised a little concern for me. Just looking at quickly, I didn't look at force majeure or waiver of subrogation or assignment.
And there are, I think those are clauses, those types of clauses are already in the original format. Why can't I find
it?
Why can't I find it? Oh, here we go.
Does your firm insist on having this, Bob?
I don't know, Mr. Gallagher. You know, I would suggest that the board does it as a pleasure, and then I would certainly take that back.
My recommendation is to take the page off and adopt the contract the way it is. I don't recall ever seeing this before, so my best guess is this wasn't part of last year's item. I don't know that as a fact. I don't recall ever seeing anything like this before. So
that's not even on either of the copies that I've got.
Yeah. So I think the better core. The contract is pretty simple, the base one, and straightforward, and the attachments to it, straightforward. So, and I'm not saying this isn't. It's just like I said, I haven't read it. And since Rob doesn't seem to have a problem with it, if he does, we can address it sometime in the future. Besides, there's all these references to T&M. I have a problem with that anyway, because we're not hiring the company. We're hiring Rob. And we have hired Rob, I should say. So my suggestion is we adopt the agreement so nobody has any problems with it without this attachment.
So how do we
do
that?
Well, we don't even have it, as it turns out. Well, I guess it's on the two you were just given. Is that it?
Yes.
Because
these two don't have it.
Right.
But that could be a copy.
Is it attached to the one that...
the one we signed, well, this page, I will rip off.
Well, but hold on a second.
I've seen the others before. They're just mostly... The back part's just documentation.
Didn't T&M sign over there?
Yes.
The one that we're not using.
They signed the one that we're not using?
Correct.
The one we're using.
The one we're using, the rock side, which, yes. which has been hand-delivered to Carolyn tonight.
But there was somebody else for the front.
Yeah, there was a witness.
Okay.
I think there may have been a provision for... is this the one?
Oh, it's also signed.
Tool and sign. I don't know why he's on there.
I don't care.
My concern is that the body of the language... wait, this is the wrong one.
This is signed by T&M Associates, not...
Yeah, okay. I just...
This is signed by Robert Keating, 14M Associates, and Kevin Tulin, President. And Gary Thoms, Corporate Assistant Secretary of the Investment Board. I think we should table this to the next meeting and have Greg work this out. Because there's just too many of it.
A motion to table by Mr. Gallagher.
I have a second. You know what we're doing?
The word.
Well, there's this page, which I don't think everybody has, because it's not on my copy.
I have it.
Well, okay. That may be a copy or malfunction, yeah. Ken. You may
that's
be
okay.
The lucky.
I was the lucky one? Okay. there's language in there that Greg doesn't like, and Mr. Baxter pointed out a 10-day thing. I mean, he could leave before our next meeting, and we don't, in the middle of a hearing, and that's not something we don't... So.
Okay, I'll second.
Right.
And there's also the issue of having a contract with Rob or having a contract with T&M that Greg just brought up. And this contract is clearly signed by T&M.
It is, but it's. I noticed just sitting here, too, I didn't pick up in the reread that where T&M needs to be removed in the front
okay,
page.
So we're
it was done on all the other places, I guess, too.
Okay.
That's
so we have a motion in a second. Roll call.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Britton? Mr.
Kutesh?
Yes.
Mr. Knopf?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Breslau?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher, for bringing that to our attention.
I've got lots of good reasons to leave these contracts there.
Okay. Next, we have a hearing. Zoning Board Case 2011-4, Luco LLC, Block 63, Lot 19.01, 231 Bay Avenue, otherwise known as Gimpy's. Are you going to keep the housing above the restaurant level?
Yes.
No, it doesn't indicate that.
Housing would be a permitted use.
And that's a dual. Well, I think it's broad enough. This is another variance is required. And as you indicate, the other use is permitted. So, it's not perfect, but it's acceptable. The wordy had notice sent and to all the property owners. That was already previously approved, and the board indicated it did not require further notice to the property owners, but just basically to publish again because some time had passed and to make it clear it's going forward. Plus, the original, I guess the original notice did refer to the variance. It also wasn't just the appeal.
It did. That's what brought it to your attention.
Right.
Because it started out as an appeal filed by my client, and I took over,
right.
realizing that we would probably need a variance.
Want to, maybe I should mark the things first, or do you want Mr. Wolf to do any kind of opening statement to give the board a flavor of where we're going?
Give us a summary. If you have evidence to mark?
We do have some photographs. I'll be very brief because I know the board is quite familiar with the situation. Gibby's was a restaurant that closed down at least 10 years ago. And right now, the property has not been used at all for any purpose for, I think, the 10-year period. It is continuing to deteriorate, and it really is necessary that somebody get in there, fix the property up, and get something going. My client is a restaurateur. He owns a restaurant in Atlantic Highlands, and he is a contract purchaser. His idea is to go in, get the restaurant up and running. He has the experience to do it. And he would also want to continue what is a permitted use, that is, we've got the two floors above it for residential. He really needs that for his cash flow purposes. And that's about it. I think it's something that everybody wants. It's good for the community. It's good for the owner of the property. It's good for my client. And I believe Richard Stockton, who is a certified planner that you all know well, in addition to being a surveyor, and he will testify as the planning issues after Mr. Dacolo is finished.
What specifically
are we being asked to grant?
It's a D variance for a use. The use of a restaurant is not permitted in the this zone, which is the R2.02 zone. Residential.
I'm prepared to approve that now. Do we have to have a hearing?
Mr. Gallagher was joking for the record.
I don't think he was.
I'm sure he wasn't. All right, let's mark what we have in the way of exhibits. We have A1, we have a zoning permit application. Which was denied by Mr. Mullen, the zoning officer, on September 22, 2011. That's A1. I guess this would be proper to be here. A2 is the date on here. 9/27/11, handwritten letter by Mr. D. Oh, Mr. D. So I don't screw with him.
The called worst.
appealing that denial. Attached to it is the which purports to be a consent form by Mr. Kamamas. Owner of the property. Then A3, the variance application, which is 3 pages in length. It was amended at the January meeting to indicate that paragraph 1, the third line, the applicant was the contract purchaser. Then we receive architectural plans by, this would be A4, architectural plans by William Duran, one page, and it's dated January 18 of this year. And as a board exhibit, we'll mark as B1 the board's resolution of 6409. We'll probably refer to this, which granted preliminary and final site plan approval for 231 Bay Avenue LLC, same property. It was use and bulk variances. Use and bulk variances. Is there a review letter on this one? Is there a review letter?
Yeah.
And I think that's all we have in the way of exhibits. Am I missing something?
It should be the survey.
Oh. Is that on the one sheet?
There were plans and the survey.
By the way, with that, the applicant led to A3, the fourth page, which was the revised affidavit of the application. That's when they put the corporate name in. Is it attached to something else? All right, then we have a, this will be A5. It's a 91703 survey by same William Durant, same gentleman who did the architecture plan. So far?
I believe that's it. We have photographs from Mr. Stockton.
We can mark
them as we go.
Yeah. I'm not aware of anything else that we have. It's, if we come across something, we'll mark it when we get to it. You want to call your first witness?
Mr. Dackel?
Raise your right hand, please.
Should I stand?
You can sit. Okay. You swear the testimony you give before this hearing, but the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help me God, yes.
Okay, you want to give your full name, spell your last name, and give your address.
So my name is Louis Dakoglu, D as in David, A-K-O-G-L-O-U. I reside at 77 Center Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. Okay.
Mr. Dakoglu, are you the principal of LUCO LLC?
Correct, yes.
Is LUCO LLC the contract purchaser for 231 Bay Avenue Highlands?
Correct, yes.
Do you intend to purchase this property as LUCO?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the property?
Very much so, yes.
Can you briefly describe it as it is now?
It's a property with good bones, lots of potential, just needs a little love and some care. It's been neglected for the last, I guess, 10, 11 years. I see a lot of potential with it. I think it could be a thriving restaurant again. And that's my plan to do, and it's God willing, let's hope it works out real well for everybody.
Okay, so there's three stories in this property,
yes.
Is that correct?
It's a multi-use building. It's got two residential units upstairs and a commercial restaurant downstairs.
And what kind of a restaurant do you intend to operate?
Something in the evening hours, more of a, I guess, Italian theme or a Mediterranean theme of some sort. Between the hours of probably 4 to 10 o'clock in the evening.
Have you been inside the premises recently?
Yes.
And what does the restaurant first floor look like?
First floor has basically just four walls, a great floor, just needs some walls for the kitchen, electrical, and some plumbing work.
Do you plan to make structural changes?
Nothing on the structure, just on the inside alone, just whatever's inside. Nothing permanent, cosmetic walls only, nothing like with headers or anything like that involved.
What do you plan to do then of a non-structural nature?
I put booths, some electrical system in there, sprinkler system back intact. Just get that place back to the way it was and operating by all codes as required by the state of New Jersey and, of course, the town of Highlands, whatever is required to operate a business.
Is there currently a kitchen on the first floor?
No, not currently, no.
What are you going to do concerning the kitchen equipment?
Well, there's one part of the building where there's a single floor. There's no second or third floor on the one side. I guess if you look in the plans, maybe the side closer to that side, away from the street. There's a single floor there, so a hood system can go up there, and it won't be anywhere. I think the structure is 6 feet from any windows. It won't be near any windows. The ventilation system will be far from any from anything, whatever the law requires. I'll make sure that's all to code, that it's not in violation of anything. Whatever the distance of height is supposed to be, it'll be whatever it is, it'll be done.
Do you have any experience in running restaurants?
Yes, been doing it my whole life.
Okay, can you give
many years. Let's see, I have currently Zoe's in Atlantic Highlands. I have a property in the Highlands under a different corporation known as Elias Gray, 111 Bay Avenue, across McCumberland Farms.
How long have you owned that property?
I've owned that property 4 years now, I think, about 4 years.
Is there a restaurant located at the first floor?
Yes, there is currently a restaurant existing there, and there's a residential unit in the back.
Okay, are you operating the restaurant?
No.
Did you operate the restaurant at
one time? Correct. Yes, I did.
Okay. And before that, what is your experience as a restaurateur?
As always, I've had places in Cape May, New Jersey. I've been Clinton, New Jersey area. I've had multiple restaurants, I'd say about maybe another dozen or so. I'm 47 years old. I've been doing it since I was 21. Okay. So it's been a long time. So
is the proposed restaurant at the former Gimpy's, is that similar to other restaurants that you have operated?
Correct. It'll be the same structure. The kitchen structure will be the same. Wood systems and the same layout of the kitchen will be the same. And, of course, the tables will be, it'll be at the same layout as any standard restaurant I've had.
How many seats do you intend to install?
I mean, roughly whatever the zoning will hold, but I'd say roughly about 100 seats would be probably sufficient.
Okay. Have you considered the parking issues?
I think there's about 16 lots back there, 16 spots in the back, which is great because most restaurants on the Highlands don't have any parking. So the fact that I have 16 lots, 16 spaces is pretty promising. It's off to a pretty good start, I think, for a restaurant in this town.
Do you have a liquor license?
No license, not at this time. And
so you're not planning to run a tavern?
Not in the future, no. Nothing.
No club?
No club.
Bar?
No bar.
No. Okay.
Strictly a restaurant, BYOB.
Okay, now we have a second floor and a third floor. What do you intend to do with those?
Strictly residential unit, one on each floor, whether it's a two or one bedroom, each one, whatever.
Okay, have you been through the second floor?
There's all new Anderson windows on the second and third floor. It's same thing as the first, all stripped out, all wood, new floor. They put a whole new floor there. It's just needs walls and electric.
And would that be true for the third floor as well?
That's correct, same as the third floor. New Anderson windows up there and same scenario. Electrical and drywall.
Okay, now you operate currently Zoe's in Atlantic Highlands?
Correct.
At this point, is it your intention to personally run this new restaurant if the board grants
Correct. Zoe's is a breakfast lunch operation in Atlantic Highlands. I leave there at 2:30, 3 o'clock, and this will be an evening venture. So not to conflict my time with the other venture, it would be an evening thing for me.
Okay, that's all I have.
How will the third floor resident to the third floor?
There's a staircase that goes from the back kitchen door here. I guess I'll just show you real quick. Look at this structure here. This is the parking lot. This is the building. Right back here, there's a door here that goes up. Okay, and there's a staircase. I don't know if you can see that right there in the back. It goes to the second level, then it goes to the third level. There's a platform on the second level.
You're talking about the Cedar Street side.
Yes, on the Cedar Street side is a doorway, which is the entrance to the staircase. If there's an objection to that, I'll put the entrance someplace else if you want or whatever. You know.
This is vague. Yeah, is it? This is the door where they go in?
Correct.
To get up to the third floor?
Correct.
So they're headed for this staircase?
Yes, they share the second and third floor, utilize that same staircase down there. Then you go to the second floor, which is a landing, and then the staircase goes to the second and the third floor.
Okay.
Side
entrance with that, like a side right there.
This to here.
To there, right, okay. And then there's the stair goes up to the third floor. Because I don't see it on the,
you see on the second
third
level?
Floor.
Okay.
But anyway, that's.
What's this?
Your elevation.
It's to Cedar Avenue's the doorway.
My only, this goes from the first to the second, and then I guess from the second to the third, or do they have to go over here and go?
Yeah.
So there's a common hallway in here?
Yeah, so the second floor will be a common hallway to go to the third. Okay.
The only comment I have, and I remember this from when this property was before us, for a similar variance that you're asking for now, the door that opens onto Cedar Avenue should open in and not out.
Out, okay. Because it does go out now.
Because the building is right on the property line, more or less, and so you're going to have a car coming this way.
Okay, my question is, if it's an in, is that a fire hazard? If there's a fire, can it be pulled in, or is that you can push out?
Needs to open.
It's a fire hazard.
Usually they want to push out.
Refer that to the construction official.
It is.
But he doesn't need a variance for that.
No. Yeah. No. It's a suggestion, I guess.
Whatever you think.
But I'm just...
That'd be after the...
Ask the construction official, but I'm concerned about the door opening out while there's a car coming this way. Whoever's standing in that doorway is going to get...
I understand what you're saying.
So, anyway.
So maybe put a door in the other side where the parking lot is. Maybe.
Well, you may need to pull the door in. And make a little vestibule where the...
That's a good idea, too. Okay.
One way or another.
I understand the concerns of the city is worried about pulling out to the street, which makes perfectly good sense, and I'd be worried about that, too.
My concern also is when they plow, there's really no curbs. It's like...
You're going to plow the door shut.
Yeah.
maybe you should put the door somewhere else besides... The
parking lot side, maybe.
Because actually, when it opens, you need to open it right into the right-of-way, which is...
Okay. I'll look into putting the door back where the parking lot is on my property line. This way, when it opens out, it'll open up to my parking lot, and I'll make sure it's clear access. Okay. The other door that's there now, I'll just leave it as an existing emergency exit. We'll just put a push bar on it. Operate only, is that okay? Only for emergency exit only, or something?
Yeah, well, that's up to your architect.
The back door, I remember when it was operating as Gimpy's, people who park in the parking lot were able to enter the restaurant from that door. So,
right, I would keep that as that would be a kitchen door for me.
Your kitchen.
I'm going to keep that as my kitchen, so that would be a kitchen door still operating, but I wouldn't put people through there. The people would have to come through the front. But that's okay. Now, do you think that's bad to go through Cedar Avenue?
It's not something for us to decide, but I wouldn't like the idea of having to walk on the street.
Okay,
for us.
Okay, I can figure something out. Okay. But I'll definitely put the residential doors on the parking lot side, and then we'll figure something out. Okay.
Okay. Anybody else have any?
Yeah, you might want to consider aligning this door if it's going to be opening in with the bottom of the stair, so that
it's got to be lit anyway by code. It's got to be lights there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the door we're not going to use anymore. This is what's there now.
He wants to move it.
I'm going to move it to the parking lot, and we'll just keep it as an emergency.
Even if he has an emergency, it's still going to be there. Well, whoever does his plans will know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Stair is here.
Whoever the architect is will know.
I'll have to turn the staircase by another way.
Well, whoever the architect is to design it.
Yeah, we'll make it safe so people can enter the premise, like you said, with the door not swinging into the street, which makes perfect sense. Okay, that's a very logical statement, and I agree with that. No problem.
I guess the building is still in sound shape from being abandoned for 10 years.
Hey, it's got good bones. It really does. What a good building, I'll tell you.
I have concerns, right? My only concern would be, is this business going to take away business from all the restaurants?
That's not a good
I was thinking Southwest Mexican would be really good. No, I hope not. I hope there's a... Honestly, we have 20 restaurants in a square mile here, and that seems to be the niche in this area, is our restaurant industry. And I hope to be an asset to the restaurant industry here and be 21. And
actually, it's 20 and a half a square mile.
Well,
not a square mile.
Not a square, a half a mile, okay.
So that worked out to be 40 per square mile.
Even more. So it works out to for everybody.
Okay, Mr. Baxter.
In case Mr. Wolf wants to follow along, I'm looking at the old resolution. Basically, I want to figure out how much of it I can use in this case. So should the board approve this variance. The last applicant, which was in seeking to renovate the building and provide basically just under 3,000 square feet of commercial space on the ground level. It was 2966. Do we know if that number's still accurate?
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
It's the same.
It's the same.
And there were bulk variances needed in the last application, all for pre-existing conditions. One was for maximum lot coverage of 80.5%, where 75% is permitted. And the property then had 85%. So there's three numbers here. It had 85. They wanted to go 80.5, and 75 is permitted. So forget the 75, the permitted part. Is the proposed, it says currently is 85% of lot coverage. So I'm assuming yours would be the same. You're not seeking a lower lot coverage than currently exists.
No.
So it's 85.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the way it is. This lot stays empty, right?
Sure.
So we're like 50%.
There was a 1.8-foot front yard setback on Cedar Street and a 14.3-foot setback on Bay Avenue. 20 feet is required. So both on Bay and Cedar, it was under that. Those numbers would be the same, I presume.
Yes.
Mr. Baxter, you said 1.8 on Cedar. What was the other?
14.3 on Bay.
Thank you.
There was a 4.4-foot side yard setback where 6 feet is required. I presume that would be the same. That's neither Bay nor Cedar.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Parking variance was needed in the last case, but I don't think one's needed this one. I'm not sure. They needed one. 15 were required, and they wanted 13. But you said you had 16.
I think there's 16 back there.
So if you have 16.
He's still in there, right?
What?
Still in there, wouldn't he? Because where is he going to put his garbage? So that's going to take up a spot.
No, you don't count the spot for garbage as a parking space.
Where's the garbage go?
Well, the way it is now in that back, there's a brick wall back there, and right along that edge there, there's a little fence.
So it has a place.
Yeah, there's a little fence in there.
And after that, you still have 16.
So you're not counting it as one of the 16?
No, I didn't count that as one of the 16.
So you can put 16 cars in.
Four.
Yeah, because you have the lot, you have the sides along Cedar Avenue, you can get 4 cars along the side of Cedar Avenue, too.
Would there be a variance required? It's going to be for residential up the top.
I don't know.
It's going to be for residential.
Maybe.
You're going to have to provide parking spaces for the residents at all times.
Correct.
So
we don't have an ordinance that says when you have a mixed use, it's only this, it's only that. So it's not like you have something you can just turn to and get that. You have to kind of, it's a mixed bag. Let's see. Are the railroad ties and fencing at the rear of the building still there?
I'm not too familiar with the railroad ties.
Because they were going to be removed under the old case. I don't know if they're still there.
Okay, just tell me what you want and I'll take care of this. Railroad, okay, just real quick. This is I'm assuming it's the parking lot here. That's Cedar Avenue.
I assume they meant the rear. In other words, the
opposite
of
the fence along here? There's no fence along here. It would either be this fence or this along there.
I think it might have been, was it along the parking lot by,
it's probably along the parking lot then.
Right?
Between that property and the resident.
It's probably the parking lot and the resident property next to it then. So there's a chain link fence there, is that the problem?
I don't know whether it's a problem or not, but they were going to be removed. My question is, are they there now and staying, or are they there now and going to be removed?
Okay.
Because if they're not there now, who cares?
Okay, I'm looking at them right now. Okay, the way it is now, okay, here's the photo. There's a picket fence along there.
Okay.
And there's a little chain link
fence.
Now,
as you stand on Bay Avenue and look at the building,
correct.
Is that fence to the left?
Okay, if you stand at Bay Avenue, which is the entrance.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, make sure I had the right orientation.
Okay, here's Bay Avenue. It's a wooden fence there.
Oh, it's on Bay, along Bay.
No, that's a different fence.
I don't mean
fence.
That one. Okay. I mean the one you're showing.
Okay, that's the one where the trash is. Remember, I said there's a trash back there with the fences? Mm-hmm. That's where I would put the trash back in those fences. I would fix the fences.
Is that fence designed to shield the trash, or is that fence along the road?
That's to shield the trash.
Okay, so we'll mark.
And here's the property line. The neighbors are to that fence,
too. I have to talk in my chewing gum exercise here. A6 will be the photo with the trash enclosure. How's that?
Are we okay with the resident, that picket fence there? Is that all right? Or I mean, I'll fix it, I'll paint it, I'll make it.
Let's figure out what we have. And we can
try to do it. Yeah,
A7 will be the photograph showing the rear of the restaurant looking to the
east.
Is that east or
north,
south?
Northeast.
What day is that?
That way is
south. South. South.
It isn't. Ocean's this way, and the city's this way.
What's the ocean?
This is the the rear of the restaurant, looking towards the front. And this is the back of the restaurant.
Okay, we're going to call this photo the rear of the restaurant with a picket, not a picket, with a with fence, stockade fence along. Red Ranch. We won't care about the rest of the
direction.
Ready for what?
Parking.
All right, wait. Just move this stuff more so it makes some sense. The last one, oh, that's these two.
Yeah. You might as well mark them all now.
Okay, so A8 will be, what's A8?
No.
Is this a new one?
No.
Evidence while Mr. Gallagher steps out and no testimony.
Let me just do that and then I'll say what they are at the end.
This is
in the front?
No, what if you used to be chain fence in the back, temporary fence
that didn't close
the property?
So I'm assuming the railroad contractor taking care of
this. But you'll take them.
There's not
someone.
That's the front yard. That's the Bay Avenue yard.
Another looking building, isn't it? An eyesore.
I don't see. I mean, this is an old service. This is an old service.
Oh, yeah. Is that Cedar Street?
This is the fence that
is going to be the fence. This is the metal fence.
Yeah, that's the that they were talking about. The well, you know what's funny is that the cedar goes around the corner. This is Cedar Street, yes, and that's Cedar Street.
There's two?
Well, it's one. It's like Cedar Street takes a 90, it takes a 90 degree
this
turn.
Is the this is a shady turn.
Okay. You're right. Google's wrong. No, you're right.
What's that, what street is that?
That's Cedar Avenue.
Yes, that's Cedar.
That's where the door swings out into the street.
And what this is from the. So that's Cedar. Also. No, that's Beck.
Well, standing on Bay, looking
you might be standing on Bay, but this is Cedar Street.
I'll just say picture showing Bay and Cedar views.
Main entrance.
Is that it? Those two are marked?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I've marked four more pictures. A8 is a picture of the rear, which is quite a deep shot of the property. That's this one. A9 is a picture from the front yard, the Bay Avenue side. A10 is the picture from the Cedar Street side of the building. And A11 is the Bay and Cedar combined view. So those are the. That's that. Now, I didn't see any railroad ties anywhere. I'm guessing they're gone. And the fencing at the rear of the building, I don't recall this actually, but I'm assuming the fencing is referring to that trash receptacle fencing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that the only fencing at the rear?
Well,
That and the cedar fence. Which I'm assuming.
Cedar fence in the front has missing pegs. I mean, that could be fixed. There's someone to fix anyway.
You're not proposing to remove the stockade, are you?
The stockade is going to stay.
Okay.
It's going to be painted. And the ones in the front that are missing, I'm going to have them recut and put replaced on the front ones.
Really? You're not going to keep those the way they are.
What's that?
Yeah.
Don't worry, they'll throw it pretty well.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's see what else. Now, last time they were talking about finishing the attic, which is the third level. Was that another floor to this the last time?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
That's why we have. That's why they need the more parking.
All right, so forget that. Where's their signage on this property?
It used to be in the front. A post sign.
The freestanding sign.
Freestanding sign.
That's gone.
Yeah.
So.
Is it gone?
I don't see it in the picture.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. Loan to scale that used to be there too.
Do you propose any signage? Sign?
Yeah. Yes, I have to propose a sign. I think what the
conformance,
whatever the requirements.
We would just put in resolution that signage must be in conformance with
borough ordinance.
Because
yeah,
at the end of meeting and variance for that, you have to come back.
Right. Yeah, I'll talk to Carl about that. If the sign spaces, you know,
okay.
That stuff.
Well, can he have a freestanding sign like the used to be there?
Doesn't the ordinance allow for
does
one?
Does the ordinance permit that?
What's the question?
Freestanding sign.
Yeah. I don't know if the ordinance permits it. I think Tibbetts was the only one that said it.
Well, the easy way out is if any signs that he wants to put, whether it's a facade sign or freestanding, would have to be in conformance with the ordinance. If the ordinance is not permitted, he can't do it unless it comes back against a variance. That's the easy answer.
Well, I know it's easy for us.
Right.
what I want to find out if your preference is to put a freestanding sign like there was, and I thought that one was nice.
What's the other choice? Putting one on the building, I guess.
No, freestanding is like in the front yard on a post, and it was lit. You know,
I'd like to put that back if I could. I mean, whatever was existing would be great.
If he needs a variance for that, I'd like to do that now also.
Yeah.